This is New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Carl Lengel. On today's work of art, LunaFet, the Art Council's public winter light show, is underway in the Central Business District. Earlier this year, I sat down with artist Gabriel Barcia Colombo to talk about his work and the technology involved in LunaFet. Here are some highlights of that interview. Hey, Gabe, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
How did you get started? What in your past said, I want to be an artist?
So I started as a filmmaker. I went to film school and was doing sort of narrative films, but always felt like I was making things that didn't quite fit into a normal film, sort of things that should be out of the screen and not quite theater. And I was kind of unsure of what I was doing. And so I started making these sculptures with video, where I would project video onto objects. And so I projected my friends into glass jars. I projected people into cans of Spam, projected people on top of old vintage radios, and I started making these interactive video sculpture pieces where you could actually interact and change the artwork by participating in it in some way.
Now, did you grow up in an environment that encouraged, allowed, or did you have to find your way to this? Was it, did you grow up in the country where you kind of had to make the tools up, or did you grow up in an environment, an urban environment, where there were a lot of things around you?
Yeah, I grew up in Los Angeles originally, and you know, I was the son of two teachers and artists in their own way. They weren't visual artists necessarily, although my dad would always build these crazy things. So my dad at one point constructed like a 12-foot tall Tyrannosaurus Rex that was in our backyard. And I think just being around somebody who was constantly creating crazy things was really inspirational to me. So I would always kind of look at things in a different way because of that. And, you know, I was always being taken to museums as a kid, and we went to the Natural History Museum a lot. And I think that really influenced a lot of my work.
Again, you're not dealing with a palette and paintbrushes. You're dealing with three-dimensional at all times. Is that correct?
Yeah. So for me, like my paintbrush is a video projector or a string of LED wires or some interactive computer software. So it's a little bit different, but to me, it's no different than a paintbrush in the end. Like I'm using it in the same way that other artists would use clay to make a sculpture. But it just happens to be that my sculptures change or react to you in some way. So you might approach them and they can look back at you and say, okay, I'm going to act a different way because this viewer is looking at me. And I think that's really interesting when it comes to art, because today so many people go to museums and kind of look at the art, take a photo with their phone, and then walk to the next piece. But maybe the art can grasp you and hold you there for a little bit longer. So that's why I think interactive art has a lot of potential.
Describe just a couple of the pieces. If as you're walking through, what do you see?
Yeah, so there's everything from a giant building projection that happens, you know, every hour, and there's a series of projections that happen on Gallier Hall, which is like, you know, five video projectors all playing at the same time. These kind of big spectacle pieces to little smaller pieces that are more meditative, that are interactive. So maybe you'll come across, you know, like a mandala in the street that glows and you can spend some time with it. Maybe there's a phone booth, and when you call on the phone booth, a llama picks up, a holographic llama. There's a great piece called Dial a Llama that was a couple years ago. And to like a cave, like you might walk into a cave and there's all these digital stalactites. So like it, kind of like wherever your mind can run when it comes to art and technology mixed together, I would say that's a good definition of LunaFet, light art and technology.
You've been in the business a while now. Any advice to aspiring artists?
I would say just, you know, think about your concept and your story and make something that's true to you, and don't get too caught up in the technology. A lot of the time, you know, I make work with technology, but to me, the technology, like I said, is just a paintbrush. It's all about the concept still. So, you know, when we do these workshops, it's great to have artists that have never done anything with technology before. People who are painters, people who are sculptors, and they come in and they shoot a video projector at their painting and they think, oh my God, I can make this painting move now. Or I can make this sculpture have eyes that blink and look back at me. So it's been really interesting to see how people would use this work and use this technology in a different way.
Gabe, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Gabe Barcia Colombo is an international multimedia artist producing video sculptures, immersive performances, and large-scale projections. The sixth annual edition of LunaFet, sponsored by the Arts Council of New Orleans, is underway downtown. For more information, visit the website at lunafet.org. Support for the work of art is provided by the Helles Foundation. For New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Carl Lengel.